How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Finding Direction. It's time for the Action After, where we take the practical advice we get from our guests and help you apply it in your life. We believe execution is everything, so let's dive into this week's episode and help you find your direction.
What's up, you beautiful soul? I hope you are having the most incredible day of your life. And if it's not the most incredible day of your life, I hope you are just having a beautiful and an incredible day in general, right? I think we could all agree that if we're alive, if you're breathing, if you have a heart beating on the inside of your chest, that's something worth recognizing that is an incredible feat. Right? That alone makes your day pretty darn incredible. So remember, before we even dive into today's action after, to celebrate the small, little, beautiful things that sometimes we take for granted, like our heartbeat, like the fresh air that we get to breathe every single day, and allow yourself to anchor yourself in that as you step throughout the rest of your day. And your day is probably going to get a little bit more incredible. All right. Now, as we go into today's action after, we're going to be talking about Simon T. Bailey's action after, which was owning what is right about you. Owning what's right about you. Sometimes as we go through life, we get knocked down, we get scratches, we get, you know, metaphorically punched in the face or the stomach. And sometimes these different beatings, these different things we go through life, whether they're huge or whether they're small or whether they're daily or yearly, sometimes they can make us forget the essence of who we truly are at the core. And so what we're going to do today in the action after, we're going to look at three separate things that you can do. They're pretty quick today, but three separate things you can do to own what's right about you, to forget about what's wrong, and to step into what's right. And so the first thing that we're going to do on today's action after, and this one doesn't even take a minute, literally takes 30 seconds. This is the number one action after item for today, is to take 30 seconds and take inventory on everything that's right about you. So I would suggest, because obviously, if you've been hanging around the podcast for a while, you know that, yes, we believe in taking action, and the best time to take action is when, my friend. Yes, I know you said it in your head or you said it out loud. You said, Stu, the best time to take action is right now, not in an hour, not after the episode, not tomorrow, not next year, but it's right now. So maybe pause the audio right now. If you want, yeah, sure, you could do it after. If you don't want to do it, that's okay, right? You get out what you put in. But for those of you who really want to dive into today, pause this audio, take 30 seconds, set a timer on your phone, and in that 30 seconds, just write down on a list, or you can do it on the notes section in your phone, and list off everything that's right about you. List off everything that's right about you, everything that's great about you, everything that's incredible about you, everything that is just the essence of who you are. And write that down. You could say, what's right about me is I'm a really nice person. What's right about me is I'm intelligent. What's right about me is I'm really good at software. What's right about me is, you know, X, Y, Z, right? All the things that are right about you, all the things that are great about you, all the things that are incredible about you, all the beautiful aspects of who you are. Take 30 seconds, go do that. And yes, you are allowed, if you go over 30 seconds and you want to do it for a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, of course you can do that as well. You're probably going, Stu, how can I capture all the things that are right about me in 30 seconds? Right? So if you need, yeah, give yourself a minute, give yourself 2 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever it takes, but build that list. All right, that's step one. Now, step two is once you've built this list, I want you to kind of take in that list. I want you to look at it. I want you to embrace it. I want you to really familiarize yourself with that list. Right? Give your soul a refreshing breath as you read all those things that are right about you, because there's so many things that are right about you. It's easy sometimes to focus on what's not right, but if you want to move forward in your life, you have to give the majority of your attention to what's right about you, not what's wrong about you, what's right about you. So the second thing is knowing all of those things that are right about you. After you made that list, I want you to ask yourself, looking through that lens, right? As Simon said it, looking through that windshield opposed to the rearview mirror, what's an action that person would take? What's an action the person that's intelligent, the person that's good with people, the person that's good at technology, the person that's good at X, Y, Z, all the things you put on what's right about you list, what's an action that person would take to move the needle forward in their life? Simple. What's an action? And the action doesn't need to be massive. You don't need to go, oh my God, they're gonna work out 7 hours a day. They're gonna only eat salad for it. That's not what we're going, right? What's an action? It could be a small action, could be a big action. But what's an action that person would take to move the needle forward in your life? What's one action, right? And as you look at the lens through that version of you, you may get a different answer than the actions that you've been previously thinking of. So that's the second action after. What is an action you would take with that list? What's that action that that person with those qualities would take to move the needle forward in their life? And trust your intuition here. Trust your guide. Trust your spirit that it's going to give you an answer. Listen to it. And obviously part 2B of that is we'll then go execute on that thing. All right. What's the action? And then go do the action, right? Obviously, action after requires taking action, not the sit on your bum after. This is action after, right? Now, finally, the third action after that we're going to discuss today is over the next, let's say, 3 days, and this is could be a bonus one. You could do this one. You could not do this one. But if you want to grow your confidence, if you want to grow your self-love, if you want to grow the way that you look at yourself in the mirror and look back at yourself and go, damn, who's that person? Who's that stud? Who's that person that's a catch? If you want to grow that sense of feeling that way about yourself, maybe you look into the mirror now and you go, oh, man, who is that? Right? You look in the mirror and you go, you schmuck. Right? Maybe you look in the mirror and you go, you know, not positive things. You get what I'm saying? And you want to change that. You want to reframe that to looking yourself in the mirror and going, damn, this person's a stud. This person's a catch. This person is someone who's incredible. If you want to start to change that reference, this part's for you. The third action after is over the next 3 days, read out loud this list to yourself in the mirror at least once a day. At least once a day, pull out your notes section or the notes you took in your phone. And once a day, go in the mirror, look at yourself and read these things out loud to yourself. All the things that are right about you. And what it's going to do is it's going to allow you to start to remember the essence of who you are. Maybe over the last month or the last few years, you've become so focused on what's wrong with you. Maybe over the last few years, you become so focused on what you don't have, how you're not good enough, how you're not worthy, that if you take a few days and you start to go, you know what? These are all the things that are brilliant about me. These are all the things that are right about me. These are all the things that are great, fantastic, and make me an unbelievable human being. It's going to allow you to reawaken this beautiful version of yourself. So if you want some more of that in your life, this part's for you. For the next 3 days, read out loud what is right about you to yourself in the mirror at least one time a day and watch as you start to step more into your brilliance, as you start to light up more of that spark that Simon talked about on his episode. That is how you begin to own that part of who you are and truly the essence of who you are at the core. All right, so that is the action after for today. Again, own what is right about you. Number one, take that 30 seconds, build that list. Number two, what's an action that person would take to move the needle forward and take that action? Then finally, three, if you want to start looking at yourself in the mirror and loving yourself a little bit more, read those things out loud to yourself at least once a day over the next 3 days. All right, that is going to be the action after for today. Go crush it, my friend. I'm telling you right now, and maybe you'll go tell this to yourself in the mirror later today, but you're amazing. You're incredible. You are an amazing, incredible individual. And I want to say thank you for hanging out with me on the episode today. Thank you for hanging out with me on the podcast regularly. If you're a regular listener here, I appreciate so much the time that you give for us to have these conversations to help you find your purpose, live your purpose, maximizing, stepping into the version of you that was put on this earth and the version of you that you were meant to be. So thank you for being here. Thank you for spending some more time with me. If you enjoyed it, I would be so grateful if you'd go to iTunes, leave us a review, let us know what you like, what you want more of, and really just how I can make this a better experience for you every single week. All right. If you want to hang around and you're saying, Stu, I don't want to go anywhere. Right now I'm doing these bonus episodes where it's really me picking a subject that I think can pour into your life and talking to you about that subject and really, really diving into it, taking a deep dive on some things that are, you know, really a core essence of how do you live a better life. And if you want to stick around for that, it's going to pop up right after this. You don't have to leave the episode, the podcast, if you're enjoying it. Stick around, my friend. Let's continue to have conversations to make you great and to help you live a successful, a fulfilled, and truly a happy life. In fact, the next episode that's going to be coming out is all about happiness and how do you live a happier life? How do you be happier? Why should you choose to be happy right now? And how do you start doing more of that in your life immediately? So if you want that, stick around, check it out. And other than that, have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day.